Six Nations elected council voiced concerns over property sales within the Haldimand Tract, and more specifically, third-party land transfers involving private developers. Currently, Six Nations of the Grand River are aware of all government-owned properties within the Haldimand Tract and need to be notified if any Ontario government property is sold. Six Nations has been involved in litigation with both the provincial and federal government over the Haldimand Tract and its claim to the land. Six Nations elected council discussed potential sales going on currently within the Haldimand Tract during the February 27th political liaison meeting. Helen Miller brought up Bill 23, or the More Homes Built Faster Act, and stated that a potential property sale in Paris needed to be looked at, as she questioned why the government would be allowed to sell property amid litigations.
I got a message from somebody about this huge piece of land in Paris. The provincial government has sold to a developer. And my question when I read that was, with the Haldimand Tract in the court case, being in court right now, you know, us fighting for the Haldimand Tract in court, how can the provincial government sell land to a developer? I could see an individual being able to sell land, but the government itself selling land to someone when they know full well the Haldimand Tract's in the court system right now.
Lonnie Bomberry, a member of the consultation and accommodation process team for Six Nations elected council, detailed the Grand River notification agreement and stated that the property in question was most likely a third-party land transfer, which Six Nations elected council cannot stop.
I don't believe that it was a provincial government. We're aware of all the lands that they own within the Haldimand Tract. We're not aware that they own any lands around Paris, and that you know, that they sold any. So it's probably more like a private developer who has bought some lands, and they're buying significant pieces of land, both within Paris and Brantford, which is a concern, because technically we can't do anything to stop them from doing that. Because, you know, it's in third-party hands, you know, the old argument that we run into. So we don't have authority to stop actual third-party people from transferring land back and forth among themselves. However, we're not letting Ontario off the hook, because we are approaching them and saying, whatever provincial approvals that that are there that you have to have in regards to any kind of development, we're going to be objecting to approving those until you sit down and talk with us about consultation and accommodation. And that's the tack we're taking. But I tell you that now that we can't really stop anything that occurs between third parties, other than attempting, and that's our next tack, to attack the provincial approval process.
Councillor Nathan Wright said more discussions are needed to get council members familiar with Bill 23 and discuss how it's going to be affecting the community.
I actually think we should have kind of a standing briefing note on Bill C-23 because of the impacts of it. And the point around the powers that this bill is going to start having vis-a-vis the environment and approvals of development, especially in the Greenbelt, is kind of concerning. And I'm hearing, I don't have certainty around it, because I'm hearing a number of things, both in the newspapers as well as just from contacts I have within Queen's Park. So it would be good just to kind of get straight on exactly what the powers of that bill is going to have, leading into, I can't even remember where it is within the legislative process. So it would be good just to kind of have a standing briefing on that, because it has such powers and such impacts on our territories.
Bomberry then also detailed how Bill 23 can affect conservation authority mandates.
You know, Bill 23 does affect how conservation authorities do operate. It takes away their authority to approve to stop things that are sensitive to the environment in certain circumstances. It's not an overall veto of the conservation authority's mandate, but it does restrict it. The minister can override their objections in certain circumstances. And we have talked to the conservation authority. They're concerned about that because that just means they have less authority to protect the environment. And they're concerned. Yeah, they've expressed that to us.
Six Nations Elected Council and its CAP team have said they will continue to monitor property sales within the Haldimand Tract and accepted the consultation and accommodation process team's monthly report as information.